This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 416 for Wednesday, June 1st. ICE Canoda futures are down hard on Wednesday, with pressure coming from sizable losses in the wheat corn dynamic, according to a trader. The old crop July contract tumbles $31 at $1,153.30 per ton. New crop November falls $18.70 at $1,054.80 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with Malaysia and palm oil, are higher, but declines in Chicago soy meal and European rapeseed are applying pressure to canola. Help for vegetable oils is coming from moderate increases in global crude oil prices. Manitoba says that 40% of intended acres have been planted this spring. That's a four-fold improvement over last week's crop report. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher, with the loonie at 79.12 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 79.06. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that soybean planting is two-thirds complete and corn planting hits 86% finished, with each almost on par with their five-year averages. About three-quarters of U.S. spring wheat is in the ground. U.S. winter wheat rates 29% good to excellent, up 1 point from last week. Harvesting in Oklahoma is 6% complete and 22% done in Texas. The USDA announces a private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China, split evenly between old and new crop. Brazil's soybean exports for May were 10.73 million tons, down nearly 5% from the previous May. Soy meal exports dipped to 1.85 million tons. Corn exports dropped just over 14% at 1.09 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The July contract gained 7 cents at $16.90 per bushel. July soy oil climbs about 2-tenths of a cent at 78.11 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $2.10 at $4.1270 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Wednesday as the July contract pulls back 22 cents at $7.31 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker as well, with the July contract losing 23 cents at $6.46.5. The U.S. wheat complex is down hard as Chicago July gives up 46 cents at $10.41. Kansas City July drops 37 cents at $11.28. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July plummets 51 cents at $11.97. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 1st. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.